In years gone by, the annual Brett Whiteley Travelling Scholarship of $40,000 has been awarded to a young Australian painter. And the scholarship has included a three-month residency at a prestigious artistic institute in Paris. That was until COVID. However, rather than letting the scholarship sit idle for a year, the Art Gallery of New South Wales and the Brett Whiteley Studio got together to think of a plan. This year, rather than there being one recipient, there'll actually be five. Five young artists will each receive $10,000 and a two-week residency at the Shark Island Institute in Kangaroo Valley. Well, this morning we're joined by Alec George, who's the coordinator of the Brett Whiteley Studio, to talk about these changes. Alec, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, why not let the scholarship sit idle for a year?
Oh, look, that was never an option for us. We're looking at alternatives. We understood that through the winner last year, Jack Dunbar, was unable to travel this year to Paris because of COVID-19. So we knew that we would have to postpone his trip and residency to Paris for 21, until 21, if that was possible. And then it just meant that we had to look for options for this year and alternatives as to how we could actually deal with this situation. And we thought, rather than having one winner, if we could have a number of recipients receive $10,000 each, rather than the one winner receiving $40,000, and we could have five recipients, we could actually give something back to young artists and painters who, under these circumstances with COVID, have been suffering with all the arts.
Yeah, I mean, it is really important, scholarships at this time and wider support for the arts, because we don't seem to be getting that necessarily from our government areas. Tell us about some of the past recipients. What have they gone on to do with their careers?
We've had a number of young painters that still are professional artists, which is extraordinary for that. So over the last 20 or so years, we've had Ben Quilty, for example, who went on to win the Archibald Prize. Mitch Cairns also did the same. And we've had a number of young men and women who have created careers for themselves as professional painters. And it's provided that financial impetus for them to know that they're on the right path to create a career for themselves, possibly to then let go of a casual bar job or a waiting job and actually focus on their artistic pathway. And they've been finalists in a number of different major awards nationally. They've exhibited now and been represented in a lot of state galleries. So it's really established for a number of these young painters an extraordinary pathway to being seriously observed, looked at, and having the opportunity to create for themselves a serious career in painting.
Applications, I think they close tomorrow for the scholarship. They've been open for a while now.
Yeah. We do it online. It's open for a month.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and so it closes tomorrow. It's for young painters aged 20 to 30. It's at least five online PowerPoint presentation images of paintings that they've created over the last 12 months. It's up to 10. It's a painting prize. So if they had some study drawings, for example, for a painting, that they're more than welcome to submit a drawing with that, with a painting as well. So, and then we judge it online through a guest artist each year. And then we'll have the guest artist judge select a number of works for the second round. They'll be then sent to the Brett Whiteley Studio in Surry Hills. We'll go through a review of those works in person to see the quality of the work, the body of work that they've created around it. And then there'll be the third selection, if you like, from there for as a group for the finalist exhibition, which is held in the Brett Whiteley Studio, and that's curated by Wendy Whiteley.
What are you looking for in those artists' work?
I think what we're after is good painting and the evolution of good painting. So it doesn't matter what the subject is, it doesn't matter what the themes are, that they're selected, that they work on. It's about showing us their painting techniques, the quality of the paint that they're putting down, and then the guest artist judge can look at composition, the painterly qualities, the relationships, and make their decision based on that.
You mentioned before that there's a free exhibition for all the finalists' work that comes into the Brett Whiteley Studio in October. That's mm-hmm. a little while away. What's going on at the Brett Whiteley Studio at the moment?
We have a beautiful exhibition of Brett Whiteley's works based around birds titled Feathers and Flight. This current exhibition is drawn from the Brett Whiteley Studio collection and the Art Gallery of New South Wales collection. It's an extraordinary breadth of work from the early 70s right through, or actually the late 60s right through to the late 80s. So it's a theme that Brett Whiteley always revisited, painting, drawing and sculpting birds. And it's a wonderful array of art that he's created over this period of time.
What did he like about birds?
Well, what's not to like? I mean, he loved. Yeah, I mean, he loved the character of birds. So, if he did a painting on a kookaburra, for example, he would have all the calls emanating from the bird itself, and there's a bit of humour in the way he would create these works. He loved the joy of their flight and movement. There's something spiritual about a bird. The bird egg itself is seen as a sign of fertility. I think it's life-affirming. And I think at this stage, with the pandemic and everything else that's around us, to have an exhibition that's to do with flight and freedom and movement and grace is something quite special.
It is very special. You've absolutely nailed it there. Look, Alec, thank you so much for your time and good luck selecting the finalists for the Travelling Scholarship.
Thank you very much for your time, Willie. Appreciate it.